Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Thursdays at 3 o'clock Eastern, where I get to come on bbsradio.com with my buddies Don and Doug Newsome, twin brothers who founded this network. It's BBS Radio and TV. You can listen to this show live on bbsradio.com. It's been just a number of months. I've been doing a bunch of episodes here with them, and it's really fun to just have the Junk Refund Show here and be able to do a radio show each week. I am very excited because this is a unique show of the 30 or 35 or whatever that we've done so far, because my guest today is this stud young guy from Puerto Rico named Nate, who was my guide with his buddy Miguel, were my tour guides in the rainforest of El Yunque about 3 weeks ago. And I had so much fun. I told him that day, I said, hey, I do this radio show. I would love to have you guys on the show and just have you give people a sense of what this is like. And we've got Nate on the line with us now from Puerto Rico. His buddy is finishing up a tour. We hope to be able to get him on here sometime during the show to talk to him as well. But Nate, how are you doing, my friend?
Oh, great, man. Just sitting here in my home and my living room, and I'm excited to talk to you guys today, man.
It's great to have you on the show. I really appreciate you doing it. I had been to Puerto Rico maybe 20 years ago on a speaking engagement kind of thing. It was a conference, and I guess I went to a nice hotel. I kicked back in the pool. I played some golf, and then I flew back to Washington, D.C. This time I did it right. I went to one of our church temples, which was really the reason I came to Puerto Rico. It's in San Juan. It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We have special buildings around the world, about 300 of them, and I go visit these buildings. And I had not been to the one in Puerto Rico. So that's what caused me to go there. But I was done. Like, I flew out of Baltimore, and it was a cheap flight on Frontier, which I'll come back and tell you more about. I flew down Friday night, Saturday morning, and I actually spent the night in the San Juan airport, if I remember right, because I got in there at about 1 in the morning, and I had to pick up a cab at 7 in the morning, so I just slept in the airport as best I could, which I'm pretty good at. Went to the temple there, but the real adventure started at about 10:30 in the morning when I was done with the temple and I had kind of looked around for things to do in Puerto Rico. And here you go, going off on a hike in the national rainforest and jumping off waterfalls basically and sliding down these rock slides. And it was fabulous because I signed up to do it for about $50 or something, and I misread the information that says you're supposed to get yourself to this other city that's about 30 or 40 miles or something south of San Juan. I misread that. I took an Uber down there, and Nate had texted all of us in the group and basically said, meet us at the CVS at, 1 o'clock. So I show up at 1 o'clock, no vehicle, no car. Everybody else is pulling up in cars. And Nate explains to me that I was supposed to have my own transportation, but this guy was so cool. He said, here, just hop in with me. I'll even take you back to the airport for an extra $15 or $20. And I went, man, I love this guy already. This is awesome. And he and Miguel just did a beautiful job. So, Nate, I have to, that's the background for the story of why you're on. I got to ask you something right off the bat that I never ask radio guests, because these are questions you just don't ask them. But this is something you should not be afraid of, because you're going to have the right answers to all three of these. I want you to just tell people how old you are, what your height is, and what your weight is.
Gotcha. So I'm actually 24 years old. I am 5'8" or 5'7". I'm not exactly sure. And I weigh about 145.
All right.
Trying to get a little heavier.
Now, here's the thing. You don't ask people on a national radio show, you know, what their weight is. The reason I ask Nate is because I know the man is in great physical shape. And that's why I asked you, because I could ask Miguel the same question. He's a little taller. He probably doesn't weigh much more, or maybe a little more, but you guys are in fabulous physical shape because of what you do. Tell everybody what you and Miguel do for work.
So basically, we are tour guides in the National Rainforest El Yunque. It's a small portion of El Yunque called Las Tinajas. It's in the southeastern part of El Yunque, and it's just filled with a bunch of, you know, really cool spots for sliding down natural rock slides, cliff jumping, and rope swinging, and just, you know, swimming around in the river. The river has two pools that are around 20 feet deep. You know, they gradually go to 20 feet deep, and, you know, we bring a bunch of tourists over there just to have as much fun as they can, you know. We work for a couple of companies in the rainforest, a couple people there, and sometimes we take requests of our own to take people up there. So it's a fun job, man. We stay active every day, you know.
Don't you do this every day? Don't you take pretty much every day, and sometimes twice a day, you guys take a group of tourists on a hike like this, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. Twice a day, sometimes even three a day. I leave that to Miguel. He sometimes takes three a day. I just take two. Too much, man. But yeah, like, definitely keeps you fit. There's a couple different routes. We're actually two different routes. There's one that goes through private property through a gate. I don't know if you went through that. You know, I give so many tours, I sometimes don't remember. But there's another route that you go at the beginning of the tour. You go up a mud wall. I actually have examples on my YouTube channel that I just opened up. If you look it up, it's Nate Rolon, R-O-L-O-N, N-A-T-E, of course. And I just posted it, my first and only video. It's basically a full-blown tour right on there. I was actually editing one right now. Yeah.
Beautiful. When you called it, what'd you call it, a rope mud? What'd you call it, a rope something?
The mud wall?
You climb up a mud wall or something, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, we climbed up a mud wall, basically using a rope, not long into the hike. Yes, that's the one I was on.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's not a literal, you know, literal wall. It's more of a hill. So, you know,
yes.
It consists of a little bit of mud and clay. It has a little path with steps and rocks on it. Halfway, you have some rope for you to go up through it. And after that, just walk right through a main path. You get to the river, and the fun starts right there.
It was just an amazing experience. I just had so much fun doing it. Tell us a little bit just about your background before you started doing a tour guide in the rainforest of Puerto Rico.
Well, to be honest, man, I've been doing this line of work for about 8 months. And before doing it, I was actually living in Orlando, and I actually got displaced by Hurricane Maria in 2017. I was 17 years old. And I was in high school. My high school got wiped out, and I ended up moving with my twin brother, who actually lives right now in Orlando. we ended up moving to Melbourne, Florida to finish high school over there in O'Galley High School. And after that, we had some opportunities to go to college in Orlando for Valencia College. I went in for college for graphic design. I didn't finish it. And then I ended up working in a couple works, you know, jobs over there just to, you know, survive, make some money. I ended up, you know, this was actually last year. You know, I'm trying to make it, you know, crisp, straight to the point. But basically, I took a sell door-to-door job for Vivint. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Smart home security.
Yes.
And yes. I did that for like a summer. They sent me to Kentucky. It was fun, but not for me. It's actually a very, very hard job. My English got better doing it. And then, you know, I was already working with Miguel actually for graphic design because he owns a clothing brand called Fluye. Fluye actually means flow, the verb to flow in Spanish. And he needed me to help him out on some graphic design work for his branding and some clothing. And once I, you know, I was, you know, done with the door-to-door thing, I came back to Puerto Rico and was like, hey, man, I got a cool job for you. Come over to the rainforest. You know, we train you and you already have the background athletically because I'm actually a parkour athlete. I started when I was 11 years old in 2011. And, you know, you probably remember I was pretty limber, pretty quick on the rocks, right?
Yes, you are, yes.
And that's basically it. I came to Puerto Rico and it's kind of like, you know, everything's kind of falling in place like a puzzle, you know, pretty cool, pretty crazy.
What is Miguel's, spell his brand name that you just mentioned, the name of, that you just mentioned on the radio.
So his brand name is Fluye. And Instagram is...
F like Frank?
Yeah, F like Frank, L like Lincoln, U like, right. You know... Y-E.
Yeah. Okay.
And
F-L-U-Y-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Fluye. Very cool.
It means to flow. And, it, you know, the philosophy of the brand basically consists of finding your flow state in everything you do, whether it's an athletic activity, adventure, or even any type of line of work. You know what I mean?
Yes. Tell people more about El Yunque and what that means.
So El Yunque actually means white forest. The indigenous people, the Taino tribe that used to inhabit in Puerto Rico, and by the way, Puerto Rico is the name that the Spanish put on the island. The Taino tribe used to have another name for the island called Borinquen. And this rainforest, it has, I don't know if you remember, I showed some leaves along the path that turned white. And these leaves are from a tree called El Árbol de Yagrumo, the tree of Yagrumo. So whenever a big hurricane comes into the island or approaches the rainforest, the pressure, you know, it rises. And this tree has a phenomenon where it turns the bottom of the leaf white from the pressure. Whenever the pressure rises, it turns white. And it would let the indigenous people know that the hurricane was coming. And so, you know, whenever the rainforest turned white, they would seek shelter, and they named the rainforest El Yunque, and that's, you know, it means white forest. Basically,
that's
the name right there.
That was a fascinating part of the tour as well, was you guys giving us some background on why it's called what it's called. And folks, you look up at this particular tree, giant leaves, kind of in a circular fashion, maybe five or six leaves, let's say per bud or whatever that you're looking up at. But you can, they literally can turn white when the air pressure rises. And it was a fascinating part of the tour and the hike to just listen to some of the history and how this all came to be. I thought you guys did a great job about doing that. Hey, tell everybody, you've done this for 8 months. You're going out anywhere from 1 to 3 times a day. What do you enjoy the most about being a tour guide in El Yunque?
Well, first of all, you're embracing nature, and you're showing people cool place, you know, a very cool place for them to, you know, embrace their primitive adventure instincts, basically. And sometimes, you know, you see people kind of a little shook from, like let's say the cliff jumping or the slides or even the rope swing. And you know, I feel a lot of satisfaction whenever I convince a lot of folks, you know, with the proper technique, the proper explanation on, you know, on jumping off that cliff, on making the decision of not thinking and just jumping off, landing in the water and swimming to safety. And, you know, it just brings a smile to my face whenever I see them, you know, fulfilled, you know, that they did it, you know, they jumped. And it just happens every day. Some people are a lot more, you know, braver, and they just don't even think about it. They just jump. But some other folks, they just hesitate a little bit. And by the way, you know, whenever you climb up a cliff jump or anything like that, of course, you always should, calculate whether it's deep enough, of course. And once you're up there, you should never hesitate. But some people do, you know, it's normal. And whenever that happens, we have protocols to convince them to do it. And if they hesitate too many times, we pull them down to like a smaller jump where they can conquer that fear. Or that, you know, always brings a smile to my face, man, whenever they do it.
It's a big accomplishment, isn't it? I remember when I was on the tour, I think there was a young lady or young man that was trying to decide if they should jump, and the group was just cheering them on and clapping and cheering them on and stuff. And it's really fun to watch people overcome a fear and do something that they're not sure they can really do, isn't it? That's a great answer to my question. Exactly. Because you see that all the time.
Yeah, you see all the folks just cheering on, like, you got this, you can do it. And then they end up doing it, and it's just all fun. And then it's the meaning of adventure, you know. You want to face that fear and just do it. And once you do it, you just feel all that satisfaction come in. It's amazing.
And you had, as you were taking us up on the hike, you told us there was a point A and a point B we were going to go to. And I think we crossed through point B first, don't we, to get up to point A. Is that right?
The other way around. So point A is the first pool in the river. And that's where the rope swing is and some of the cliff jumps. And we hike up around, like, on the side of the river where there's a bunch of wet rocks all the way to point B. And at point B, we pull you guys up a rock. We help you guys up. We climb up this big rock. And then you see the natural rock slide emerge, which is about 20 feet long, kind of steep. And at the bottom, it's a 5 or 6 feet drop into the pool, which is the second pool. It's about 25 feet deep. And everyone just goes right in. We tell them to cross their arms, keep their body straight like a pencil, and go straight in.
And it was brilliant. I don't know who discovered that rock slide first, you know, whenever it was discovered. But what an amazing natural rock slide that you go down. And I love the 5 or 6 foot drop at the end. But I'll tell you what else I love. You guys were very clear in saying, look, if you go past point A and you go up to point B, you are going down the rock slide. I mean, that's the only way down, right? Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. So the reason for that is because you remember you have to climb up this big rock, and we help you up. We kind of pull you up. And, you know, it's a lot safer to go down the slide because we're paying attention. We're keeping an eye on everyone so that everyone's safe. There's someone in the water, if there's anybody that's not a good swimmer, you know, a bunch of them have life vests, and, you know, it's the easiest way down, the fastest way down, and it's better to just go down the slide rather than just climb down where you can just stumble down the rocks, you know what I mean? And, you know, we never let anybody climb down on their own, you know?
I don't blame you. All right, so it was so much fun, folks. If you want to see what this was like, the videos, then, and one of the other great things that these guys do for you is that they take videos of you doing all this great stuff. You don't have to take your own phone with you. If you do take your phone with you, they've got waterproof bags you can put it in, and then you can film the adventure yourself. I just left my phone in the car. These guys filmed everything, and when you're done with the tour, they airdrop it to your phone, and you go exactly. home with all of this action shots of you doing all this cool stuff. If you want to see what it's like, go on Facebook right now. Look up my name, Alan J. Cook. J period is initial. A-L-A-N, J period, C-O-O-K. And you'll see my announcement about this episode of the show that we're doing right now. And on there, I put some of these videos that show you exactly what Nate and I are talking about right now. It is heaven on earth. It's especially that good when you got cool studs like Nate taking you around and showing you what to do, who make it so much fun. So we're going to take a break here for about a minute. We'll be back. We're talking with my man Nate down in Puerto Rico about hiking in the rainforest of El Yunque and jumping off waterfalls, cliffs, and everything else. We'll come back and tell you more about this in just a moment.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. This is your host, Alan Cook. I got to do a shout-out to the folks here at American Plant Food, I think is actually what it's called. It is a nursery on River Road in Potomac, Maryland, where I pulled over into the parking lot so I can do this show with my buddy Nate down in Puerto Rico and his buddy Miguel, talking about what it's like to go on this hike into the rainforest of Puerto Rico and just start jumping off cliffs and walking through the river and all the just the coolest adventure that you can kind of think about when you go into the rainforest and you want to just jump off some waterfalls and all that kind of stuff. It's really fun having him on, and I just loved what that experience was like. I went down and did it about 3 weeks ago. Nate was a real cool guy who actually did more than expected and drove me around a few places while I was there and really was a great friend and a great guide, and I told him that day. I said, hey, I got to have you guys on the show because I want to tell people how cool you are and what you do and how much fun this adventure is. So, Nate, here's a question for you. If I came down again, which I would love to do, I guess I have a choice. Do I go on the same hike to the same places? Is there another place, a new place for me that you guys also take people to? What are my options if I want to hire you guys again?
Well, right now, we are only working in this spot, but I'm working on, you know, doing the same thing in other spots and rivers that I've gone to. And sooner or later, I'm going to release all that information on my social media and my platforms, even through Fluya as well. And actually, yesterday, I went on an adventure with some buddies of mine to another river in Adjuntas in Puerto Rico, of course. It's called El Ataúd. El Ataúd, it means coffin, I think. And it's gorgeous. It's amazing. I recorded the whole thing. You know, I'm editing the video today, actually, and it'll be released on my channel. And eventually, I will be taking, you know, more private tours to these both locations, you know, El Yunque and this other spot, which is gorgeous. And yeah, you know, eventually you'll be able to book through a website that we're going to provide. But for now, you can hit us up personally through Fluye on Instagram and DM us or through Facebook. On Instagram, it's Fluye_PR. And through Facebook, it's just in all caps, Fluye, F-L-U-Y-E. And or you can also book through the company that we work for, which is called Turisteando en el Encanto. So in Spanish. And that one, you know, if you want us to be the tour guides, you would have to notify them and just have the company set it all up, or just go right through us. Just literally call us, contact us through the Instagram, and we'll make sure to give you the best adventure that you'll ever have in your life.
Hey folks, I've been there, and I'm telling you, I went around the world when I was 21, and I went to 25 countries in 80 days. I literally did that adventure, and I had some amazing adventures in a whole bunch of different countries, and it was fabulous. One of the funnest things I've ever done at the age of 65 was go on this hike with these guys down in Puerto Rico into the rainforest. And I'm telling you, I've been on camels at the pyramids of Egypt. I've ridden horseback along the rolling hills of New Zealand. I've stayed in hotels on the fjords of Norway overlooking the fjords. I've been to the Garden Tomb in Israel and in Jerusalem. I mean, I've done some wonderful, fun things. Watched a cobra get, king cobra get milked for its venom in Bangkok, Thailand. But I'm telling you, going to Puerto Rico, going on this hike with these guys, and just basically playing in this scenic water getaway is one of the funnest things that I've ever done. Nate, tell me again your YouTube channel. I'm just going to write it down here.
All right. So my YouTube channel is Nate, N-A-T-E, space, Roland, R-O-L-O-N.
Awesome.
And right there, you'll see exactly how the tour experience runs out.
So I go to youtube.com basically /Nate_Roland, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And you've got a video up there now of basically the tour that I went on, is that right?
Exactly.
Beautiful.
First video.
All right,
first
love
video,
it.
And there's going to be more in the future.
Love it. Okay. So here's one of the other things these guys are really good at, folks, is they basically tell you how to stay safe. They tell you what to, and you know, don't step over here, step over here. And be careful about this, and whatever you do, don't do this. And so they have your safety in mind, and they're looking out for you as you go along. Nate, what is, in all the time you've been doing this, 8 months you've been doing this, and all the hikes you've done, what's the strangest thing that you've ever seen happen on one of these hikes?
During a tour?
Yeah.
So, strangest thing, I would say, so, first of all, it is a moderate hike, moderate, you know, level hike. But at some point, you know, it gets risky, of course. It is a river in El Yunque. And some folks are not as coordinated as others. And whenever they're walking on the wet rocks, you know, it might slip. If they don't have the right shoes, that's why on the description we always recommend you bring hiking shoes or you know, running shoes that are not as likely to slip more than water shoes or Crocs or sandals or slippers or even barefoot. And so one time this older gentleman, he was probably in his 60s, maybe 50s, and he pulled him up on the rock, and he actually kind of like stumbled on the way up, and he dislocated one of his fingers on his left hand, the ring finger.
Uh-oh.
Actually. And, you know, there was, you know, he was pretty calm. I ended up having everyone be as calm as possible. And I have a little bit of first aid training, of course. And I ended up putting his finger back in place, and he just kept doing the tour. He's like, yeah, I'm good. And he just kept going, just kept doing everything.
That's impressive. Folks, I don't want to scare you with this or anything. The day that I was there on one of the other tours, there was a guy there that I think I heard that he broke his femur. And I don't know how, broke, you know, the bone in his leg. I'm not sure how that happened. But these guys are prepared. They, you know, they had EMTs and stretcher and a bunch of people helping out, and they got him down and they got him into a ambulance and everything. And that's a rarity, I'm sure. And I just, you know, I still to this day don't know how it happened or what happened. But my point is, they looked out for you, and they're really good at telling you what to do and what not to do. For example, Nate, tell everybody, if I'm walking down a path, there's a big mud puddle right in front of me that kind of covers the path. Do I go around the sides of the mud puddle or not? What do I do? Nate, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yo, bro.
Yep. Can you hear me, Nate?
Hello,
what's up, guys?
I lost you there. Miguel was here in the call. He just called, and it kind of lost the call for a moment.
Oh, okay, great. So we got Miguel on the line?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up, Alan?
How are you, buddy?
Oh, great.
Hey, nice to have you on the line. I know you just got off a hike. How are you feeling?
I'm still here. I'm great.
So I got to ask you, we're thrilled that you can join us, and I got to ask you the same question that I asked Nate right off the bat, which I just don't ask people on a radio show, but this is a question I can ask you because you don't need to be worried about answering it or how you answer it, because you're going to give me the right answers, I guarantee you. Tell everybody what your age is, what your height is, and what your weight is.
Oh, wow. That's like the Cubs answers. The Cubs question. Well, I'm 31. I'm 6'1", and I weigh about 175 pounds.
See, that's my point. I mean, I've been there. I met you guys. You took me on the hike. I know what kind of shape you guys are in. You are lean and mean. There's not an ounce of body fat on you, and you're hiking with people like me up and down, what is it, 30 to 45-minute hike, I guess, on a daily basis. You guys are just absolutely lean, and we should all be in the kind of shape you guys are in.
I mean, it's the forest. It's demanded. There's no way escaping a good shape here. We're always moving, and it's part of the job. We stay healthy even if we don't want to, you know. But, yeah.
No, I think it's awesome. Miguel, how long have you taken people on tours?
How long? For about 2 years and a half now in the companies.
What do you enjoy most about doing it?
Oh, seeing the people's faces when, you know, they come in a way and then they get out in another way. Like the forest transformed them. Like the water, the jumps, most of them are facing fears. Most of them is their first time, like, even in the water or jumping from a rock. And, you know, we're very used to it. You know, some people may think it's just a little rock or it's just a stupid jump. But for them, it's a massive jump, you know. And seeing them conquering their fears and rising above them, you know, feeling accomplished because they did something they thought they could never do, is the greatest feeling, man. That's what I love about my job, you know. Seeing those faces happy and transformed after a day in the forest is great.
I agree. I was there. I loved it. I thought you guys were fabulous, and I've been singing your praises on social media and on this radio show and other places ever since. When you go up, as we did on this tour, and you come to, let's say, part A, and then you hike up to part B, right, to where I'm going to go down the water slide, right?
Exactly.
There are different heights that I can jump off of as kind of cliff jump. What are those different heights? I did 2 out of 3 of them. I didn't get the tallest one done because we ran out of time. Tell everybody just about how far those different levels are.
Well, we have a jump in the waterfall, in the water slide area. That jump that we usually do is 12 feet high. When we go back down to the first pool, we have 3 different heights. The highest one is 16 feet high. The second one is 11. And the lowest one is 7. Some people like to say it's 20, 22, the highest one. But it's actually 16. I mean, don't let that fool you. Once you get up there, it looks higher. But it's just 16 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. And again, folks, one of the great things is they videotape you when you're doing this. and you just have to get up there and do the thing, and they'll film you perfectly, and then you got videotape for life. And as I have sent this to people and showed them what I did, it blew their minds. I just thought it was the coolest thing. What is, now I'm going to throw the question out. I don't care which one of you answers. You guys can both answer if you want. The oldest or youngest person that you've ever taken on a hike, how old are people that go on this, and how young have people gone on this?
All right, Nathan, what's the youngest you have?
Oh, the youngest and the oldest, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So there is an age limit for the tour, you know, for the youngest and the oldest. Which is it, Miguel?
Well, the age limit is at 8, but we have had kids 4 years, 5 years old. So YouTube is dependent on the performance of the kids, because we can tell them, hey, you're too young for this. But there's some 5-year-old, 6-year-old that are savage, you know. They do this like
that's
nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah. The oldest,
you've had 5 and 6-year-old kids do this.
Yep. I mean, it's dependent on the kids. Not every kid can do it, but I have seen some kids really young, like destroying this part like nothing, like it's a playground, you know. But I have seen little kids 11, 12 years old that they struggle, you know. So it's actually dependent on the person. And the oldest one I had is like 75-year-old, a lady from Europe, actually. And she did super well. She did the water slide. She didn't jump from the highest cliff, you know, but she jumped from the lowest one. She did it at her pace. And it was amazing, you know, watching her just like keep going despite, you know, the age. That was great. She became a legend.
Amazing.
I think that's great. See, I on this experience, I had something happen to me that's never happened to me before in my life. I went with a great group of people. I came with some really bad shoes. I had some tennis shoes that really didn't have any traction left, and so I would slide a lot, and I would kind of slip and slide on the rocks and stuff. And there was a guy there who's probably 45 or 50 who was in our group, who just kind of kept an eye out for me and assisted me, you know, 3 or 4 times if I'm coming out of the water and I slip on a rock or something. He's there to kind of grab my shoulder and make sure I'm okay, right? And it dawned on me for the first time in my life that day I may have been the oldest person in the group. I had 65. And I've never thought that way. I don't use the word old much. I feel like I'm 35. But that thing may very well be the case, and that was an eye-opener for me. But everybody was great to just help you out and give you a hand if you needed it, and you guys were wonderful the whole way.
Thank you, man. We love the job, for sure.
Yeah.
What's,
you always got to embrace that teamwork, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're a big family here. We always take each other out.
And I think, Miguel, I think when I was done, I think you told me that I did a really great job as we were down in the parking lot, something like that. And I appreciated that compliment. I tend to think of myself as an athletic guy who loves to go on adventures and stuff. But I really appreciated how you guys did this and just what you did. What's the biggest mistake people tend to make on this hike?
Oh, wow. There's many of them. You can start with that, Nathan. Let's keep going, guys. We're going to reach the gate.
Yeah, so, oh, wow. So, Miguel, you're still in the tour. I thought you were done with it.
Yeah, I'm still in the tour. I'm taking the people out through Wasilla.
Okay. All right. So the question was, what's the, say the question again, Alan, if you don't mind.
It's just the biggest mistake people tend to make when they come on your hike.
So some people, you know, little mistake is, you know, I'm going to start with the little ones, is the shoes, like you mentioned. Sometimes they bring the wrong shoes. No biggie. Some people do, you know, end up doing the whole thing with no problem. But biggest mistake would be to come drunk. Some people are in their vacation mode and they come straight out of La Placita the night before. You know, they're all party mode and they're still kind of hungover and they keep drinking the next day. They don't know what the heck they're getting into on the tour. And, you know, we have to basically take care of them. Now, if there's somebody that's too intoxicated to do the tour, of course, we tell them,
you're not fit for this. You
yeah,
can't
we,
do this
we
right
leave
now.
Them
you're
in the parking lot. We say, you're not fit for this tour. You stay in the parking lot. So we're up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Amazing.
Stay right here. So, guys, I will also say, let me add to that, that the biggest mistake is not to read the description. You need to read the description. All right, guys, just wait for me here at the gate. I'm going to look for the owner. Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to take you down there to the river again. So, guys, that would be like the biggest mistake, I guess, to not read the description, not know where you're getting yourself into. You know, some people come in dresses, all dressed in white. They're just going to walk right into a waterfall or something like that. And that's not the type of adventure we're going to do here. So, yeah. No, guys, this is the easy way out, okay? Wait for me there.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another break for about a minute real quick, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to just ask you guys about some of this other stuff that you're involved in besides the hikes and stuff, and just give you a chance to talk about whatever else you'd like to talk about. But the reason we have you on the show is that getting out of your comfort zone, basically, going to Puerto Rico and hiking in the El Yunque National Rainforest is one of the funnest things you can do, and I guarantee you, if you do it, you will automatically get some of the junk out of your life, which is what this show is all about. So I'm talking to my friends Nate and Miguel from Puerto Rico. We will be back in just a minute, and enjoy this break. We'll be back and talk to you some more about some other stuff they do.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. This is Alan Cook, your host. I am sitting in the parking lot of American Plant Food in Potomac, Maryland, where I pulled over so I could talk with my buddies Nate and Miguel, who are down in Puerto Rico, who are two young, very fit, awesome tour guides that take you into the rainforest of El Yunque National Rainforest Park and show you how to jump off cliffs and waterfalls and do rope swings, and it's just a blast of a hike, and it is not expensive either. It's like $45 or $50, depending on whether they pick you up from San Juan and kind of run you down to where they're going to do this, or whether they pick you up in a city south of there, about 30 or 40 miles south of there. And they are just two really great guys. So, guys, tell everybody. Let me ask you this. You guys are also involved in some other stuff besides taking people on hikes in the rainforest of Puerto Rico. Just tell us some of the other things that you're working on and things you want to do, whatever they might be. Because you were telling me some other stuff that you're excited about, and I just want you to convey that to people.
Okay, I'm gonna take the lead on this one first. While Miguel, you know, ends that tour, he's probably almost done with it. But basically, I think I mentioned it earlier, I'm a parkour athlete, one of the pioneers for parkour in Puerto Rico. Do you know what parkour is?
Spell it for me.
So P-A-R-K-O-U-R, parkour. It's a sport that consists of overcoming obstacles from point A to point B that has, you know, developed into, you know, becoming kind of like a street gymnastics. And being creative with your environment, with your body, and you know, doing this all these cool flips and movements, and you know, being stylish. It's kind of like skateboarding, but without the skateboard, some may call
it.
And I started doing the sport when I was 11, at 2011, and I haven't stopped ever since. Of course, it's a pretty risky sport, and you know, I've had many injuries that I've recovered from. And I'm not in the competitive world. I might be in the future. There's a new competition called World Chase Tag. We have a community here in Puerto Rico, a small one, that I might end up, you know, have the connection. We might end up being in a show at some point in the future. But recently, two of my friends and I, we started this brand called Puerto Rico Parkour Project. And it's basically a streetwear brand for parkour. And the whole goal of the brand is to, you know, save money and, you know, do the fundraising to make the first parkour gym in Puerto Rico.
Nice. Nice. So it's P-A-R-K-O-U-R, right?
Yep.
Now, I think when I was down there, you mentioned something about, like, it's kind of a ninja-type sport or something. Am I accurate with that? Did I remember correctly?
Something like that, yeah. So have you ever seen that show, American Ninja Warrior? A lot of folks might be familiarized with it. And, you know, in that show, it's kind of like an obstacle course, and it consists of climbing and running and overcoming obstacles. It, you know, it's kind of the same. You end up learning certain moves to overcome obstacles. Let's say like all these marathons, Titan races, we overcome obstacles, same thing. But yeah, and Miguel, he'll probably talk a little more once he's done with the tour about this, but his background is actually Taekwondo.
Hey, guys, sorry, I'm right here. I'm listening to everything, but I'm finishing with the tour. I'm saying goodbye to them. I'll be right there with you.
Okay. No problem.
So Miguel is a Taekwondo master. He'll get into it in a bit.
Is there a, Nate, is there like a website people can go to for the Puerto Rico Parkour Project?
Not yet. Right now, we're basically building the brand. We kind of just started on January. And you can look it up on Instagram and on YouTube. On Instagram is PRPK Project. And on the Instagram account, you can find the YouTube link on the bio. And on YouTube, it would be PRPK Project, same thing. Or Puerto Rico Parkour Project.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I like it. All right. That's cool. How do people contact you if they would like to, and I know you mentioned this earlier in the show, if they want to go on the adventure that I went on, which I highly recommend people do, and I got to tell you, as a matter of fact, I'm not making this up, this morning at a scrap metal yard here in Rockville, Maryland, I went in to drop off some scrap metal, and I have some good buddies in there that work for the company, and I will show, you know, they know that I travel a lot, so they will ask me like they did today, you know, where have you been recently? And I'll say, well, I was in Atlanta yesterday, which is true. But when they asked me 3 weeks ago, I said, hey, I took off Friday night. I went to Puerto Rico. I hiked in the rainforest, and I was back by Sunday at noon, which is true. And had, what's that, 36 to 48 hours, probably less than 48 hours. And it was one of the great adventures of my life. One of the guys that I showed the video to, I said, yeah, check this out. And I showed me going down the water slide and jumping off one of the, you know, one of the cliffs there and stuff. And he goes, dang, that looks like fun. Well, this morning, I'm back in the scrap metal yard. I roll down the window to say hi to him. And he turns to me and he goes, hey, I'm following your example. I'm going to Puerto Rico. I booked a flight on Southwest. I'm really excited. And I went,
awesome.
You got to go see these guys and go on their hike and go do this. So anyway, word is spreading, and I was thrilled that as a result of my experience, someone else has decided to come to Puerto Rico and have one of these great experiences. I just think it's awesome. So anyway, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about regarding what you do or why people should come or how they contact you again, anything like that that we haven't talked about on the show so far? I want to make sure we give you a chance to just talk about anything else you'd like to talk about.
All right, guys.
So, right. Yeah.
I'm back.
Amiga, take the lead.
So, guys, yeah, follow our page in Instagram, Fluye_PR. Fluye is like the brand that we work on. He's an adventure brand for sports, for adventure, for everything that we do. Nathan already told you he's an amazing parkour athlete. My background is martial arts. That's where I came from. I also am an instructor of Taekwondo sometimes, but I'm mostly right now in the forest and in the adventure world. But you can follow us on Instagram, Fluye_PR. And if you ever want to try this adventure, you can book with us right there. Just DM us, write us a message, and we'll get in touch with you, and we'll take you here to the adventure part of the rainforest for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. So go on Instagram. It's Fluye_PR. Am I correct?
Yep. Exactly that.
And tell everybody.
Fluye_PR.
And what does Fluye, you told us what that means. What does that mean again?
So it means to flow. Literally the verb.
That's right.
To flow in Spanish. Yeah. And
that's right.
The philosophy is finding, you know, how to find your flow state in everything you do, whether it's sports, the creative world, artistic world, music, or even any type of line of work.
All right, so I got to ask you one last question. For a couple of young studs like you who are in great physical shape and for a job, you take people on a hike that is one of the most fabulous adventures people could go on. What do you guys do when you want to get away from your job and you want to go have an adventure someplace? How do you top what you're already doing day in and day out?
Well, man, there's so many places in Puerto Rico to go and just have an adventure. Take the lead, Miguel.
Yeah, I travel, actually. I like to visit other countries.
Oh, we may have lost him for a second. Can you hear me, Nate?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. So he was saying that he likes to travel a lot. He's been traveling to a lot of places lately. Right now, I'm only traveling around the island and documenting it for my YouTube channel, just like I did yesterday. He went to Nicaragua recently, and he went surfing over there. If he's still
awesome.
He'll probably call me back, and maybe I'll put him back in and maybe he can talk about that, you know. But, yeah, we travel a lot,
right,
and we try to have adventures of our own.
And the bar's got to be pretty high because your day-in and day-out job is a great adventure just in and of itself, which I think is fabulous. Well, I got to tell you, I just can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this. And Miguel from, you know, coming right off of a tour, for heaven's sakes, and jumping on the phone with us is fabulous. I'll put more information on my YouTube channel, which is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We'll put it up on Instagram, same name. We'll put it up on Facebook, and you can look at my individual page on Facebook as well, Alan J. Cook, and you'll get a sense of just how cool this is. And the best thing I can tell you to do is get off your butt and book a trip and go see these guys on Instagram. Go to Instagram, look up Fluye_PR, private message these guys. I guarantee you they'll get back to you because they did with us when I signed up, and it will be one of the great adventures of your life, and you can thank me later. We got like 5 minutes on the show. Anything else you guys want to say before we thank you and wish you the very best?
Well, anyway. All we got to say is it's a pleasure for you guys to have us on the show and, you know, just keep having adventures, embrace the adventure life. And if you're ever feeling down, just come over here to Puerto Rico, come to El Yunque, and we'll give you the time of your life. We guarantee you that. It's a pleasure.
Well said. Well said. Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. And we'll be back to see. You'll probably see me showing up at one of your hikes again real soon. It was just too much fun. So thanks again,
awesome.
Guys. Love you. Keep up the great work.
You as well, man. Take care. We'll see you later.
All right, buddy. Talk to you again. Thank you. So in the last couple of minutes here on the show, just some couple of random things. Because this is a junk removal show. We'll talk a little junk removal. But thanks to these guys, Nate and Miguel, for just outstanding, young, great guides on a on an adventure hike that you can go on down in El Yunque, the rainforest of Puerto Rico, and you can go jump off some waterfalls and some cliffs into natural pools, and you too will have the time of your life. So let me just tell you real quick, because this is a junk removal show, what's the latest going on? We have in the back of our truck right now, we have a bunch of air conditioning and heating units and their covers that we just picked up from a leasing company in Washington about an hour ago that we're going to take to the scrap metal yard, make a few bucks on that. We're cleaning out a house that we're going to later today in Potomac where some folks are moving out of that. They're going to two different homes as a result. And there's a living room set that's in this house that they purchased for $15,000 that's not going to either of the two new homes. So yours truly gets his hands on that, and we're going to run that over to a storage unit later today and put that up for sale. All kinds of fun things happening. I always got to do a shout-out for Frontier Airlines because I'm one of their Go Wild Pass holders, and I recently, this week, flew down to Atlanta from Washington, D.C. I actually took off. I had a flight scheduled from Baltimore Monday morning to go down to Atlanta nonstop, $15, folks. That's a one and a five. And the only reason I'm getting it is because I bought their Go Wild Pass. So that is a special fare available to Go Wild Pass members. And I bought that one on Monday. I bought that one, I guess, on Sunday to use Monday morning, then had to change plans and flew down Sunday or Monday night instead, but to get a same nonstop flight for $15, you got to go out of Philadelphia, which is a two-hour ride north. But I did that anyway. Then I get the next day on Monday down in Atlanta, I get an email from Frontier Airlines saying, we're so sorry that your Baltimore flight Monday morning, which I never checked in on the flight. I just kissed the $15 goodbye. Who cares? It's only $15. They said, we're so sorry that flight got delayed about 3 hours. Here is a $100 Frontier Airlines flight voucher for you to use. And I went, cool, I'll take it. So I spent $30 to get to Atlanta, maybe $50 or $60 to get back, and they paid me $100 for the inconvenience of the first flight, which I never got on, being late. And I think, bottom line, I made money on this. I think they paid me, bottom line, to go to Atlanta, which is kind of how you want to travel these days. That's my kind of trip. Anyway, that was a blast. I got to tell you from a personal standpoint, follow your heart. If you're single out there and you're looking for, you know, somebody, follow your heart. And if you do that and you give something your best shot, good things will happen, even though you might have, you know, situations along the way that you have to deal with or unexpected things could happen or whatever. But there is some magic in this concept of following your heart, go where you want to go try to meet the people you're trying to meet, and don't give up. And good things will probably come your way. We may talk about that a little bit later on one of the other shows. Well, the good news is I've been here for an hour. They have not asked me to leave this parking lot, so I'm about to leave now and take off. Another blast of a show, this time from Puerto Rico with my buddies Nate and Miguel, who are excellent tour guides down there. Go to FOUYE_PR on Instagram, and you'll see what they're all about, and go down there and jump off some cliffs into some natural pools in a river, and go down the rock slide, and you can call me and thank me later, which I'm sure you will do because it's that much fun. Thanks to Don and to Doug Newsom for all they do for us. We appreciate all their great work. You've been listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back to you next Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time and tell you what in the world we did in the next 7 days. I should tell you what I did in the last seven, but maybe we'll cover that next week. It included a visit to Beverly Hills. Talk to you soon. This is Alan Cook, your host. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.